the living poop.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another dramatic episode of Outwit, Outplay, Outcast, the Survivor Podcast. We're talking about Season 34, Game Changers, Episode 6, What Happens on Exile Stays on Exile, which is a weird title for the episode because it really has nothing to do with what happened. This is the Night of the Living Geeks podcast. Go to NOTLG.com. Check out other good shows. Patreon.com/NOTLG. Support the show. Rate, reviews, all that stuff. So there's other things that happen in this episode, but I'm pretty sure we want to talk about travel first, right?
Yeah, that's the big one.
Like, we're late starting because I had to show my wife this, because I've been watching Survivor for years, and this is, like, by far the most, like, emotional thing I've ever seen on this show.
Yeah, and so I read about it before I saw it, because I check Twitter before I go to bed, and Survivor is very good about not spoiling things, but this was kind of a big one. So they had an article linked to the Hollywood Reporter. You can go find it on there. It's just Survivor Zeke Smith outed as transgender. And so I saw that. I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to be reading this because that's kind of big news. And yeah, that was big.
Yeah, so it's a column that Zeke wrote about his experience. And and he connects what happened with Varner and the idea of being deceptive to the stereotypes of transgender people. Zeke says he still hasn't forgiven, and he's still moving on, kind of, or not that he hasn't forgiven, but
he forgave, they're not friends.
Yeah,
thing.
How did Malcolm say it? He's not going to give him a Christmas card.
Basically, his near exact quote was, "We're not going to be sipping martinis on Fire Island anytime soon."
Yeah, which that's what it was.
I thought was brilliant. Yeah, so I mean they're in a place, he's not angry, but he does, like, that wasn't cool, and so they're not going to be, which is sad, because up until that point, they were pretty good friends, and yeah. It hurt him a lot to vote him out.
Yeah.
As he stands, he didn't have to vote him out.
And Zeke mentions in the column that he was a fan of Varner, because this is Varner's third time playing.
Yes.
So he's a fan of him as a player, and that he was, and Varner's played twice, and this is the third time Varner's played, and he wanted to help Varner get to the merge. Which,
yeah.
Like, man, like, you're, like, he's somebody you're a fan of, and you're trying to do him a solid, and this is such a turnaround that happened to Zeke.
Yeah. Now, all of this said, and it was what Jeff did was pretty terrible, but I'm not going to drag him through the mud, what does the teen say today? I'm not going to drag him. I'm not going to jump on his case too terrible much and beat him up now, 6 months after the fact, because even in the moment, you could see he looked pretty genuinely contrite. Like, not just guilty. Guilty is like, oh, I feel bad, I did something. Contrite is, I would do anything to undo what I just did.
Yeah. And there's, more than just what you see in this episode, like, this is Varner's third time following, he's third time playing, he already has a following, he's played this game before, so there are people who follow his social media, and we're looking for clues about this, and because of the binding contracts and stuff, he couldn't say necessarily why, but there was a marked change in tone of his social media presence after the filming of this, and nobody
That's
knew
just
why.
The reason.
Yeah, and he was severely depressed. He suffered from suicidal thoughts. He went to therapy. And all this he can talk about now. And, like, you can tell that this marked him to the core. And he definitely has an understanding of what he's done. He's not
right.
He's not ignorant because, I mean, he's gay. He had to come out at some point. He's a lawyer who defends gay people.
Yeah.
Like,
and in North Carolina, like, I mean, he is on the front lines of all of this. Like, I honestly think... having watched it and knowing ahead of time what was going to be coming, gave me a real better understanding of it. And it looked kind of like, so up until he turns to Zeke and says, how come you haven't told anyone you're transgender? It seemed like, well, first off, it seems like he was doing a real good job of getting people to vote for Ozzy. And so it seemed like he was just gambling and decided, you know what, I'm going to just throw it all out there and hope this does it. And I don't think he really connected the idea of he was perpetuating a stereotype until it was too late. And that was the main reason why, you know, he had his head in his hands for the majority of this.
Yeah. And I think he was trying to, I don't think he consciously perpetuated the stereotype. I think he was just trying to say, like, this is something about him that's a big part of his personality that he didn't tell anyone. And, and I think he was consciously making the connection, like, transgender people are inherently deceptive because they're lying to you about their birth. I don't think that's...
Right.
That wasn't the course he was going down. But but that's what we know because we read the stuff and we know the people. But, you know, a lot of people...
I also feel like the editing helped him out a lot here because right up until that moment, it looked like he was going to say, what you don't know about Zeke is he's allied with Ozzy or whatever, you know, something game related, something very simple like that. The editing did a really good job of humanizing him. Humanizing Varner, I should say, to the point where it's like, oh, he's going to say something game related. Okay, great. Just, it would be real easy to pile onto him.
I don't want to defend the outing of a person, but it is easy to empathize with the situation Varner was in. And Ty does in the moment. Like, Ty in the moment sees what's going on. He sees that Varner was feeling desperate and backed into a corner. And something came out that shouldn't have come out. And I mean, watching as a viewer too, like, I mean, I didn't know that this was going to be happening. I didn't read any of the spoilery stuff, but. I was like, man, Varney, you're on a roll. Like, he's talking about Ozzy. Ozzy's a threat. We got to get him out now. And he's like, and you people are on the bottom. It's obviously Zeke and Ozzy. And he lays out the reasons why. And it's convincing. And he gets Debbie to buy in, which isn't that hard because Debbie's crazy.
Yeah.
But then he gets, you know,
Debbie and Paul for anything.
You can see Ty thinking about it. And Ty has thought about it before. And Ty's talked about it before. And Sarah and Ty have talked about it together. And we've seen that conversation. So the plan that Varner was trying to throw together in the middle of trouble wasn't a bad plan. Like, he was. Like, he had a good plan, and he was on a roll, and I don't know if he felt like he needed one more punch to throw or something. He took it a step further than he needed to, either because he fell backed into a corner out of desperation, because he was looking at them and thought they didn't buy it, thought the plan was going to happen, the one that he was throwing out there. But, I mean, Ty realizes right away, like, he's desperate, and this is his third time playing, and he's never going to have made the jury all three times.
Yeah.
He's going to be the only person to play that much and never make it.
Yeah. The other thing I want to talk about, we'll talk about Zeke's reaction to it, because obviously, I mean, it's his story and everything. But I did want to mention that as soon as Jeff asked his wonderful little question, everyone turned on him. Which was actually really encouraging to see. Like, everyone just had the same not cool response, which I thought was, it's genuinely great when, you know, this show plays to middle America very easily. And right now, middle America is not exactly the most understanding place. And so, not that it would have been easy for these people to have a backlash, because that sounds like it's a TV choice, you know what I mean? Like their characters, they're actual people. So it's just nice to see that the average person out there is like, oh, I've known this guy for 18 days, and, you know, he's been real kind and wonderful, and now that I know this about him, it doesn't change anything. That was, okay, so I get Sarah and Andrea mixed up literally all the time. Sarah is the brunette, and Andrea is the blonde?
Correct.
Yay! All right, that was Sarah then.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, people, I mean, you guys don't, but I go on the Survivor subreddit, and plenty of people have posted saying that they are also transgender, or thinking about going trans, and, like, going through the transition. And they've said that they've been worried about it and scared. And seeing the reaction in the tribe when Jeff does that, and every single person immediately gets emotionally upset at what happened. Like, not just that they disagreed or didn't think it was necessary, but they got emotionally upset and agitated and angry. Like, Andrea she cried, and Sarah, who's from the, like, the Midwestern cop, got, like, viscerally upset. Everybody was there, and everybody was on board about how that was a bad thing. And so a lot of people have been like that they didn't expect that. And that kind of reaction is going to make them more comfortable to go through the transition or talk about it with some of their friends. Like, it, Zeke says, oh, maybe it'll help somebody somewhere. And I mean, within 24 hours, it definitely has.
Oh, yeah. He had a real good reaction to it.
Yeah. That tribe was woke.
You almost have to wonder what would have happened on the other tribe. Probably about the same. I mean... Troy-san seems okay. We'll talk about Brad a little bit later. Yeah, Brad was actually really cool. We'll get into that in a minute, because right now we should talk about, like, when Zeke was outed, you know, he had that sort of blue screen of death look on his face, like he just shut down. But he recovered real quickly. And reading his article, it looks like they edited it to like he apparently was given enough time to recover, like a couple of minutes maybe even. But it looked like he recovered real quick and was able to, you know, connect and you know, just be real human about it.
Yeah, and Zeke, human Zeke is super articulate.
Yeah, Zeke's rad.
Well, and to tie this back into the game, I mean, like, we're talking about the social impact and how that's fucked up and all kinds of stuff, but to tie back in this game, this makes Zeke a really dangerous player to play against, right?
Yeah.
Zeke had a good story last season when he was, like, the gay guy from Brooklyn in with all these millennials, all these super, like, super stereotype millennials, and he, like, had to come out of his shell and grow as a human being and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And, like, he had that story, and now we're like, okay, his story's done. We just have, oh, no, Zeke's got an even better story this season.
I know, like, if I was on that tribe, I'd be just like, oh, geez, there's no way I'm going to beat him now.
Yeah, I mean, Sarah, Andrea, like, everybody in that tribe is now,
like,
they all lose to Zeke.
If I was on that tribe, I'd be like, I want to give you $1 million, dude.
They all lose to Zeke in the end now, so Zeke is now... Zeke's a threat. I mean, he was before, but not really.
Yeah.
Well, so long as nobody does it again with the rest of the people.
You know, and I do want to say, this was his very public outing, but it is worth noting that, the hardcore, the hardest of the hardcore survivor community knew last season.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it was something that was always like, is he going to talk about it? Is it going to come up? Is it going to be part of his game? Is it going to be something he does if he gets to Final Tribal that he brings up? So it's not completely unknown, but it's never been, like, bandied about. It's not something he's super public about, so it's not something I think CBS was ever comfortable talking about. It's never mentioned anywhere. It's not like, I mean, it's the line between oh, God, what was the gay cop from Boston last year?
Yeah, I was thinking of him. Was his name Brad or Brett? Brett.
Brett, yeah. So, like, Brett didn't talk about it, but was out.
Yeah.
And this is something, Zeke's not out. People in his life knew, obviously. Like, he mentions in the article that you're talking about, he mentions, like, obviously friends know, family know, like, people in your life know, and there's no way getting around that. But, you know, eventually you find other friends that, you know, it's not a thing for them. If it's a thing for some of your old friends. So people knew, and it gets out, but he's not out. He's decidedly not, and CBS honored that.
And I can understand why. Like, I haven't known too many trans people. I think only, like, three. But the ones that I have known, they really, really want to identify as their chosen gender, which means that meeting a new person, you don't tell them necessarily because you want them to think you are a man or you are a woman. And as soon as they find out that you were born different, they're like, you were born a woman, you transitioned to a man. They no longer think of you as, in Zeke's words, they don't think of you as Zeke Smith anymore. They think of you as, I don't know, Tracy Smith, who is now Zeke Smith, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And this is his chance, or was his chance, the first season and a half, to actually live his real life, like, with completely free of all that baggage, and all that baggage and the stigma is kind of a strong word, but you don't know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Of now, ooh, who were you before, and then having to answer, like, well, you know, I went through this process and I took testosterone and that messed me up for a while because, oh God, you remember what it was like being a teenager?
Yeah.
Now imagine your body produced very little testosterone up to that point, and you're getting a double dose of it. Yeah, so it's crazy. And so, yeah, he just doesn't want to talk about it. And I get that. That's totally, totally cool. And now, unfortunately for him, you know, he's got to.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think also his transitioning wasn't a public event, and his coming out was.
Yeah.
So I think his life is no longer going to be divided between before. I mean, this is obviously, I have no idea, but
yeah,
I would wager that just as big a, like, the two major events in his life are going to be when he transitioned and when Varner made it public. Like, it's not going to be before and after your transition. It's going to be before and after Varner.
Yeah.
Which, like, I'm kind of laughing about it and adding context, but like, that sucks because that's somebody else controlling your life in a way that they don't have a right to.
Yeah, we're laughing because it's incredibly awkward, and you either laugh or you cry. You know what I mean? The only other thing that I have to say, and I'll cede the floor to all y'all, is that okay, so when I saw the spoiler, I was like, holy shit, I've been misgendering Zeke this entire time. I swear to God, I thought Zeke was a dude this entire time, and I thought, oh God, no, I've been calling him when I should be calling her. Oh no! And then I found out, no, he was born a woman and transitioned to a man. I was like, damn, technology's come a long way. Good for... He looks great.
When I saw the headline, I was like, what was it? Like, it didn't say that somebody was going to be outed. It just said that, like, there's the first transgender player ever it's this season. My first reaction is, oh God, Debbie's going to have said something about being basically a man. My first thought was going to be, it's going to be another one of Debbie's titles. Like, she's moved past jobs. Now she's adding genders to her list.
She declares herself post-gender.
Ugh. I'm more man than Brad, or something like that.
Ugh, the worst.
I can't believe she made it to the merge. God damn it.
I know. If
it's any consolation for me, this is Ozzy has played 4 times, and he's made the merge every single time, and so far never won. So, with any luck, it proves that no matter how good you are at making it to the merge, you can still be bad at this game on a level.
That's true.
And so Debbie, hopefully... Let's make it a whole lot further.
Three, as far as I know, she's made the merge. No. Well, the 3 seasons I've seen her in so far, she's made the merge. I don't know about that one season I didn't see.
This is her 4th one, so that doesn't make any sense.
I've seen her in her first 2, and I've seen her in this one. I didn't see her 3rd season. I should have been a little more clear. But she made the merge in the 3 that I've seen so far.
But yeah, I mean, Ozzy definitely needed to go home tonight, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because now you're into individual immunity. And there's a couple people out there that can give Ozzy a run for his money. If it's endurance, maybe a Ty or a Troyzan. Maybe a Sierra. But otherwise, it's like, what, Brad? Brad's the only guy that can give Ozzy a run for his money. Otherwise, he's running the table. Or Mikayla. Mikayla surprised people, too.
Yeah. Zeke can win a puzzle. Aubrey can win a puzzle. I don't think it's the end of the world. And keep in mind, Debbie has her 2 votes.
She's going to waste them. She has to waste them, right?
Oh, she will, for sure.
Can we make a bet on that? We have no bets on the board, so we got to make some dumbass bets this week, all right?
Oh, jeez. I don't know, because I'm so far behind.
Brian.
Uh-huh.
Do you wanna bet me that she wastes?
Well, I don't want to bet that she's not going to.
Okay, so you think she's gonna waste it?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna say that she doesn't, just because. I don't know. Just because I want to make a bet. Because there's no bets on the board.
Just help me get farther ahead of Nick.
We'll just say winner gets 3 points. We won't wager back and forth. How about that?
Oh well, in that case, if we're saying winner gets 3 points, I'll say that she does waste it.
Okay. This is where I'm going to get 3 points on y'all.
Probably. But I need to take the Hail Mary.
I want her gone. I want her gone so bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to drag her either, but God, she is the worst.
I don't want to drag her, but she's the worst.
Here's her saving grace.
She's bad
grace,
television.
Though.
She's just bad television.
Yes. She's probably a very great, wonderful person. You know, she has kids. I'm sure she's cool. But God, TV-wise, she's just not entertaining. Yeah. Actually, in Zeke's article for The Hollywood Reporter, he mentioned her a couple of times in a playful way, shall we say. He wasn't making fun of her too much, but it was kind of like he mentioned her 8 million jobs, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Were they the same season? No, she was... what season was she again? She wasn't...
She was the one with Ty.
Oh, that was Brain Beauty Braun. Okay, that's cool. Yeah. I get the cast of Brain Beauty Braun, which is Cal Wrong. I get the cast of that mixed up with Gen X and Millennials, and I don't know why.
Speaking of past seasons, I want to bring up Ty. Because last week we were talking about, of course, when Ty threw out Ozzy's name, we were so sure that Ty was doing it as like some planned pseudo play or something.
Yeah, no.
No. It's we still don't have a solid grasp on just how bad Ty is at this game.
Well, because, you know, he's uneven. Like, he isn't consistently good or consistently bad. He's like a sine wave. Is that what it's called? I failed math so many times. Like he does a very good move, very smart move, and then a very awful dumb move. And then every now and again, he does a bad move that actually works out well and a good move that goes badly. So it's really hard to get a pin on him.
Well, he's great at the social game. He's just bad at strategy.
Yeah, yeah. Or he's bad. You know what? I think maybe he just gets excited and he says the thing that he shouldn't say. Otherwise, he's fine. Like, he knows what he should do. He knows strategically, I should do this, that, the other thing. He's just very bad about, in the heat of the moment, not saying, oh, I'm going to go for you instead. Oh, no, Ty, no, don't do that.
See, but the other thing that worries me is, like, if he legitimately was trying to do that, literally nobody voted for Ozzy, that tribe. The tribe.
Yeah.
So, that means, like, not only is he so bad enough to try and do that on the fly, but he convinced absolutely no one.
Well, even himself.
Yeah, yeah, even he was like, ah, that didn't work. And all it does is just alienate people, buddy.
God. Yeah.
Well, he even said himself in this episode, he said, I'm bad at tribal council.
Yeah.
I'm good at everything else, I promise.
He is. He's really fucking good at finding idols.
Yeah.
For endurance challenges.
Yep. He just goes into, like, a meditative state. And he is one with the force is with him.
It turns out Haley is also really fucking good at word scrambles.
Yeah.
Fucking metamorphosis? What?
Well, if you remember, the season she was on, Kaorong?
Millennial
no, she
Gen
was
X.
On.
No,
no.
Gen
X.
No
she was
caller.
Was
on,
yeah,
no, she
was on
caller.
Caller one. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, World sorry, Department. My bad. What I was going to say, I get all these seasons mixed up. Go figure. But if you remember, she and Sierra, God damn it, their names are so similar. She and Sierra were on the same season where it was a word puzzle. That was, I think it was with all the fixins. And, you know, they took like an hour and a half to solve it. And she actually got it within, maybe I'm misremembering and maybe it was Sierra. But one of them actually got it in the first 5 minutes. And they were like, nah, it can't be that. And then they just kept going over and over and over it. So if it was her, then yeah, she's been very good at puzzle or word puzzles consistently.
Yeah, I don't think it's her because she's never been in a season with a Sierra. So I don't know what the hell you're talking.
She was in with Sierra.
No,
Sierra was blue collar.
She was on that puzzle. I remember that, but I do not remember who else was with her.
Sierra was in that season. She was the blue collar person, and Haley was
She a blue collar person?
Yeah, she.
You know what, Sarah's she's one of the ones I didn't remember at all before this season, so.
I remember.
Bad person. Sierra's perfect. She was. Sierra is doing a much better job this season.
Hiding behind everyone else? Yeah.
In her original season, the white collar, blue collar, blah, 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 blah collar, she hid all the time, and she never said anything, and there were entire episodes where you just see her, like, pick something up, and that was it.
That's but still this, happening. What are you talking about?
I don't know. White collar, blue collar, blah, blah, blah collar. It's so much faster to just say no collar than blah, blah, blah.
I forgot what no collar was. I was trying to come up with another color. No. She's doing more this time. She's actually, you see her talking to people. You see her strategizing a little bit. The thing is, like, so far all of the strategic moves have been pretty simple. Like it's been pretty obvious because she hasn't really been tested yet. Her tribe keeps winning.
Well, her tribe keeps winning reward and not immunity. Like, this is what, the third week in a row that the tribe that won immunity lost, or the tribe that won reward lost immunity. So obviously it's not mattering.
Yeah, but on the other hand, well, they were so excited to get a pizza party. Pizza party!
I liked better than Melancholy and the other tribe when Sierra's like, 10 pizzas. That's more than a pizza each. Oh.
And you know they'd have to eat it, too, because there's no refrigeration or anything. They couldn't store it. It would go bad after one night.
Yeah. Especially out there with all the bugs and shit.
It was pretty thin, so they might have been able to eat it all.
They also looked a little bit small. And I don't want to say that they didn't look good, but they didn't look like the best pieces I've ever seen.
They didn't look good.
No. But then again, you know, hunger is the best spice, so I'm sure...
Right, yeah, if you're out there and fucking starving, they're probably amazing.
Yeah. I love that everyone's like, can we get a taste? Can we get a sample? And Jeff is just like, no. It was delightful.
Yeah. Yeah, but the woe on the Mana tribe, right? No, the woe on the Nuku tribe transitioned into Sierra and Aubrey sharing a moment in front of the rest of everyone else and crying it out.
Yeah. But everyone but...
It is a good television, though, because they talk about, like, how difficult it is to be out there and how it's an experience that you cannot relate to.
I don't give a fuck.
You're with Michaela?
Yeah, absolutely with Michaela. She's just playing in the sand. Could you guys shut up already?
Rolling her eyes, yeah. No, but keep in mind, Michaela has seen some shit in her day, too. Like, a lot of these people are pretty privileged. Like, Aubrey is, like, an Upper East Side kind of whatever. And Sierra, you know, she's worked a ranch, so she's worked a real hard job. But, like, you remember Michaela talking about, yeah, my parents were tits or drug addicts or whatever it was, so I was raised by my grandparents, and they taught me work. She's seen a rough life, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these people are like, oh, nobody can relate. They don't have no idea what it's like to not wash your hair for 40 days. And she's probably like, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, move to Flint. Wash your hair and you die.
Yeah.
Get out of whatever mansion you're in, Brad.
Yeah. It was kind of cool, though, because I didn't see Brad's first season, and so I remembered Monica from Second Chances, but I didn't realize, I didn't put together until just now, this episode, that they were married. So it's kind of neat to see the other side of that, and then him say, I played this game for 8 days, or however long it happened to have been. And I really understand what my wife was going through now. But, I mean, it's true. Like, she was there 39 days. He was there 8. And so he never really had the same sense of it. But now that he's been there 18 days, I believe, he's like, I get it. And this sucks. And I hate it. But you know what? I'm doing it for her.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't want to, like, I don't want to laugh too much at Brad and Aubrey and Sierra's, like, awakening. But they're... I don't want to laugh at their interpretation of their experience, right? Like,
right.
They're coming to this experience in a genuine way, and they're changing, and it's something meaningful to them, and I don't want to take away from that, but in the context of Michaela and her life, Michaela couldn't give a fuck.
That was pretty great.
But it does matter for the game, because, like, Suri, I don't think, was connecting with Brad especially, and Suri felt that this connected them in a certain kind of way, and same with Aubrey. So there's, like, Brad is doing a really good job of building friendships. Not just alliances, but actual friendships with these people that might be really useful, maybe?
Yeah, here's the problem. So yeah, all that's good and all, but who can he beat if he goes to Final Tribal Council? Like, he ain't beating Zeke.
Everyone.
You think he can beat everyone? Brad?
Yeah. They all like him.
He's like, well, I think he could beat Suri. I think he could beat Suri. I think he could beat Andrea. He could, Michaela would be tough. Ty is really lovable. Ty would be tough. Zeke would be difficult, depending on how Zeke plays the rest of the game.
Oh, Zeke wins. Zeke, unless he, like, legit murders Ty and, like, spreads his guts and garters all over Brad, he's going to win.
It's worth mentioning too. Like, Zeke is a genuinely likable person,
and
he's a great player, and he has a good story. But he also has a tendency to go kingpin. And last season, he's not Russell,
but
he does want to control the tribe and control the vote and control the players, and that does involve hardcore backstabbing that can alienate people real bad. So if Zeke goes down that path and alienates enough of the jury, it could be tough for Zeke. And I realize his story is incredible now, which makes him a much bigger threat. but he can't rely on solely that and play the way he was playing before. Cause he was knocking people out and they were not liking it in his first season.
Yeah.
Ozzy, Sierra, Troyzan, you can beat all them. I think Brad could beat Ozzy, Sierra, Troyzan. And Debbie. Is anybody counting in Debbie or Haley yet at all?
I completely forgot about Debbie.
There's no way Debbie wins this, right?
No. Debbie's the worst. I feel like Haley could make a case for herself. And remember, she is a lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
She's a real ticket. The couple times that she has had to step up in tribal, she really has.
Yeah. I feel like also we're going to see Sierra do better in challenges now that it's individual. And I think this is where she's really going to shine. I mean, unfortunately, she's going to be trying to shine against Ozzy, which is, that's a problem. You know, but I don't know. She could surprise you.
Speaking
maybe
of Sierra,
there'll be
a
horse racing.
She has to use her hidden advantage immunity, legacy advantage.
I forgot she has that.
Next week is 13 players, so she has to play it then or with 6 players left. So if she's going to do it, which, oh my God, would be fucking hilarious if Debbie uses her vote and then Sierra's thing negates it. Oh, that'd be so beautiful.
That would be great. Yeah, Debbie. Okay, does Debbie have anyone who's on her side?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
Ty, maybe just because Ty likes everyone. Ty likes to see the good in people. But Ty's not... I mean, if people walk around talking about voting Debbie out, Ty's not going to defend her.
Oh, yeah, no.
To be like, yeah, get the crazy bitch out of here because she went nuts, so...
Ty got rid of Caleb. He will have no trouble getting rid of Debbie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So who is, when they merge, who's on top and who's on the bottom? Ozzy,
honestly?
I think Ozzy's at the bottom, right?
I'm going to say Ozzy, yeah. Except for the fact that he's probably going to just win a whole bunch of challenges. But also, Jesus Christ, like, it's really hard to remember because they've switched up tribes so many times. It's kind of hard to remember who's bonded with whom on the other side.
Yeah. I feel like Ozzy's on the bottom the same way that Joe Anglin was always on the bottom. Like, if you're the kind of player who's going to win every single one, the first second you lose, you're gone. Or like Jay in the millennial season. Like, he wins 4 in a row. Yeah.
I like that Joe got name-checked here. Because when they were talking about getting rid of Ozzy, I believe it was Varner and Suri, but I could be... No, that's not... They're not even on the same tribe. I believe it was Varner who was saying, like, oh, you can't just let the Joes win every single game.
Yeah.
What was that every voice?
That was my... That's my...
That's your Varner?
That's my Varner.
All right.
He's from North Carolina. He's a Tar Heel. The Palmetto State. Shit, no, that's South Carolina. The Garbage Barbecue State.
Okay.
They put vinegar on everything, and I can't stand it. All right, sorry. That's just the thing.
I was just gonna let you keep going.
No.
Who's on top? Who are the people that are exceptionally safe? I feel like Ty is exceptionally safe, not only because people like him, but because he's got his two idols.
Yeah. Well,
Brad.
Zeke. Yeah. Zeke. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
I was gonna say he's only safe with half of them. That's the point.
No, but I also, like, if I'm, say, I mean, there weren't a lot of, like, passive people in there, but, I mean, Andrea got emotionally upset, but if I'm Andrea, maybe I sleep on it and I wake up in the morning and I'm like, ooh, I gotta get Zeke out of here.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who was in that tribe might have been like, oh man, that was real intense and emotional and I'm glad I'm woke so I could have been with Zeke on the right side of things, but I gotta get him the fuck out of here now because that ain't, yeah. I'm not winning against that. And I mean, I'm certain some people there will, it might take them a day or two or three to get to that point, but they're gonna realize, like, Zeke ain't gonna be able to stick around long. Not with that story.
His days are numbered and not, well, I mean, think about it. He's a threat. Even before you found out he has a money in the bank story. Mm-hmm. And it feels so, I feel, kind of dirty even saying that, like, oh yeah, you know, your life of struggle in Oklahoma not fitting in, and then having to move across the country just to start your life. That's money in the bank, dude. No, I feel bad saying that, but it's the truth. At least
don't feel bad because Adam and Jay and their cancer moms were money in the bank, and literally for Adam. Okay, clearly. So don't.
Yeah, and absolutely what made Adam win.
And I mean, it was a tragic story for Adam, and that's the thing. Like talking about this kind of stuff in the context of the game makes us all feel kind of shitty and slimy on a certain level. But you have to look at it that way because it will matter for the outcome of the game. Like I legitimately empathize and feel for Adam and his story. But that is one of the reasons why he won. Like it's slimy to talk about it that way, but let's be real here. It is.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We got anything else?
No, man, we need some more bets though. God damn it. Do you guys want to bet on what the merged tribe color will be? Or do we know?
I don't know. That's dumb.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Probably. I don't know. I need to fucking think of something.
There's a bet.
Do you think they'll be able to name their own tribe, or will it be given to them?
It's going to be given to them. It always is now. They don't let them have any more fun.
Ever since
America was the last straw.
Oh, and Haley was there.
Yeah.
Haley wrote the America. Maybe she'll sing us the America song. She wrote the America song. Oh, my God. I want to hear it. I forgot about that. Shit.
Okay.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Why? Because America? Sorry, yeah. Brian, go.
All right, I get to rant now because I have said hardly anything so far.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Okay, first of all, Nick, Middle America and the middle of the United States are completely different things. I want you to know that. Middle America means, you know, the space, the fucking countries that are in between the United States and South America. But anyway.
No, that's Central America.
That's Central America.
Yeah, it's also called Middle America. It's the same fucking thing. Anyway.
I have never... Brian, I love you. You are a wonderful and amazing person, but you are very wrong on that. I've never once heard... I've heard That's it called Mesoamerica referring to the Aztecs.
From the dictionary, Middle America is a colloquial term for the United States heartland, especially the culturally rural and suburban areas of the United States.
Horseshit.
Are you thinking dictionary. Mesoamerica?
No.
Because Mesoamerica works, but again, that's only when talking about the native Mexicans and
Brian,
Mayans.
Brian, are you telling me that the dictionary is giving me alternative facts?
Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry, go on.
The point is, I absolutely fucking hated this episode with burning fucking passion. Because, God damn it, Jeff, we were going to get rid of Ozzy. Son of a bitch.
I knew this, which you were really ranting about.
Jeff Probst really didn't like that at all. I've never seen him just fucking stare daggers into somebody before like that. He was pissed.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, so and he was like, you know, yeah, we're not voting. Get over here. We're fucking snuffing your torch right now. Yeah, he was fucking pissed.
I've done more research. And Brian, you are also right. Middle America does, in some instances, refer to, what does it say? Middle America is a region in the mid-latitudes of the Americas. So, yeah.
No way.
Turns out you're both right.
I'm more right, though. I've never once heard... No. Never.
So, Nick, yours is from a dictionary, and Brian, yours is from Wikipedia. So it depends on what source you believe more.
I do like Wikipedia, but still.
Sorry to stunt your rant, Brian, and go back 5 minutes. But, you know, I felt like this was important to give you both a little bit of credit.
Whatever, I'm more right because I've never heard anyone refer to the middle of the country as that. So, lick
Brian,
my ass.
I really want to. I really, Brian, you have to. You
what?
Have to. If I make a video to apply for Survivor, will you as well?
Of course.
Okay, because I would love you to be out there. And whenever somebody gives a slightly like kind of woe is me story or anything, or show like a little bit of personality, I just want you to roll your eyes constantly.
Oh, you bet your ass I'm going to be turning around away from them and then rolling my eyes.
I'd be like, boo fucking who?
I would love if, like, in the middle of that moment between Sierra and Aubrey, if you were there on the beach just sitting at the tribe, turn to a camera and roll your eyes in front of everyone. Because I feel like nobody's ever broken that fourth wall in the middle of doing tribe stuff, especially a moment like that, and I would fucking love it.
Just give a Jim from The Office stare into the camera.
Yeah, right.
Which, and I gotta talk about the context of the show and the editing. Like, that would be breaking the fourth wall. Like, they do a really good job of displaying camp life and having the confessions be separate, the confessionals, and those kind of moments. And I'm sure they happen when somebody, like, gives an awkward look to a camera during one of these moments, like... Like, this is happening, and Mikhail looks over at the camera like, should they be here? Maybe not Mikhail, yeah. But, some, like, you know what happens, and they do a really good job of editing this really tightly. So that just came into my head. I wanted to bring that up.
I guarantee someone has tried, at least.
Yeah. Brian, just please. Oh, God, I would love it so much. Okay. Do you guys want to move on to fantasy and stuff?
Yeah, let's do.
Okay. There were no bets.
Yeah, we already did them all.
Yeah, we made a new one, but we need to make
more. We legitimately did them all last week.
Yeah, we did, what, three or four of them last week? Fucking crazy. But anyway, Brian was winning coming into the week with 48 points. He got one from Suri for being on the tribe that won immunity challenge. He got four from Andrea because Andrea survived going to tribal and was on the tribe that won immunity, or that won the reward challenge. And he got 0 points from Jeff Varner because he's Jeff Varner. Adding those five onto his 48 gives him 53. I had 42. I was in second. I got 1 point from Michaela from being on the tribe that won immunity. And I got 4 points each from Ty and Zeke for both going to tribal and surviving and winning the reward challenge. So that 9 onto my 42 gives me 51. Nick, you were last with 37 points. You got 4 from Ozzy for being on the tribe that went to council and he survived, and for being on the tribe that won reward. And you got 1 each from Sierra and Troy Zen because they both were on the tribe that won immunity. So that's 7 onto your 37 gives you 44. So Nick, you're at 44 right now. I'm at 51. Brian, you're at 53. No movement in our standings, but we're closer than we were a couple weeks ago. That's
closing
sure.
That gap.
Mm-hmm. So, Brian. Brian, we are 6 weeks in, and you have lost 3 players, and you're still in first. Like, this is miraculous. You... 50% of the episodes we've recorded, you've lost a player. You've got 0 points from player in your roster, and you're still in fucking first.
Damn right.
It's insane. So who are you going to replace Jeff with? Players available are Aubrey, Brad, Haley, Debbie, and Sarah. Please tell me it's Haley.
Yeah, right. Debbie? Why do you want me to take
Debbie?
Haley?
Debbie? Debbie?
Yeah, get the Debbie. Fuck out of here.
Debbie, for what it's worth, has an advantage.
Yeah, whatever. I want to point out, you know, because of what happened in this episode, I am picking up Brad, because he just got 2 votes.
Okay.
I should also mention, the one I lost, we have a clear winner now on stupidest fucking thing ever done on Survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and because now we're moving...
He really snatched defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah. And it's worth... Like, you're not just adding Brad for shigs either because of this episode. Like, we are moving into the merge where individual players win individual immunity and individual rewards.
Yeah,
so,
he's a fucking professional athlete.
Yeah, so physical performance now matters way more than it did before.
What kind of athlete is he, do you know?
You don't know who Brad Culpepper is?
No.
Why do I know who he is and you don't?
He's a defensive end. He was a defensive end.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, usually it says on the bottom what their occupation is, but because this is a returning person
of him before the first time he was on, too, so I don't know what the hell.
Nope, never heard of him.
And he played for the Vikings, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Chicago Bears.
Oh, because he didn't play for any good teams.
Dude, yeah, I don't give the flies fuck about football. I still know who he was.
Well...
Anyway, yeah. So Brad is a worthwhile add because especially you have Suri and Andrea. So you have 2 people who aren't winning a whole lot of challenges. Andrea will surprise every once in a while, but Suri ain't winning shit. So
yeah,
you need that physical presence right now. Nick, you're up next, and I think you're in the best position of the 3 of us physically. You have Ozzy, Sierra, and Troy Zan, all 3 of which can win a challenge. Troy Zan, the least of those 3, but Sierra can definitely pull one out, and Ozzy. Yeah, Ozzy's just going to get you some points.
Also, Troy Zan has an immunity idol, so let's not forget that. And then nobody knows that he has it. I think, again, I'm going to stand pat. I really, really want to pick up Aubrey, but I don't see who I drop. So I guess I'm just going to have to wait for somebody to get screwed over, and I'm going to have to lose someone and then replace them.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if after last week, they all think that Ty definitely doesn't have an idol because he didn't play one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. You know, the real issue... Nah, I guess it didn't matter. I was going to say, the real problem with not voting Varner out is it didn't give Ty the opportunity to play an idol. I mean, he wouldn't have, so I guess it didn't matter.
Yeah, he definitely
wouldn't. Yeah.
And I don't think even if the whole outing thing hadn't happened, if Jeff was just trying to throw this play out there for Ozzy, I don't think Ty wouldn't have. In any scenario this week, I don't think Ty would have played his idol.
Well, he might have played it for. Well, no, never mind. That'd be dumb.
It's not like they didn't vote; they just didn't do it in secret.
Right. Ooh, man.
He specifically asked each one of them.
I mean, Ty wouldn't have played it for Ozzy. He might have played it for Varner to solidify the Gay Agenda Alliance. But yeah, other than, no. He really wouldn't have. I don't think he would have done either. If Ty's not going to save Caleb this season, Ty isn't saving anybody.
Ty is the eyes of a killer.
All right, and,
well, he did save somebody already, but okay.
Yeah, but you know. And I have Michaela, Ty, and Zeke on my team. I honestly believe that Zeke is short in this game now. I believe his hand was shown for him. And it's like you're playing poker and somebody walks by and says, "Oh, hey, four aces, huh?" Like, okay, you are going to win, but everybody else is going to fold. So everybody's seen his hand, even though he didn't mean to show anyone. So it's one of those things like, man, you got a great story, but you gotta go now.
Yeah. I can't beat you, so I'm gonna have to vote you out.
Yeah,
but maybe you last a little bit longer because I can't beat you, but you're probably also not gonna win any immunity challenges.
Yeah, and I'm gonna keep him because I think he can throw together an alliance for a little while and be okay. And I'm gonna keep him because there are bigger targets to get out before him. I think you got to get Ozzy out. I think you got to get Suri out at a certain point too, because she's going to start getting people on her side. Because this is what Suri lives for, is after the merge. All this is foreplay for Suri. So you're gonna get Suri. You're gonna get up Rad. You're gonna get a Debbie because she's gonna piss you the fuck off. So I feel like I got a little bit more mileage out of Zeke, but that's my weakest link. Michaela and Ty, I'm fucking loving both of them. All right, so no changes, just Brian replacing Zeke with Brad.
I feel bad. We haven't done any changes so far.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem with
all... We usually don't. I don't know what you're talking about.
But that's also the problem with an all-starry kind of season, too, right? Like, these are all good players, so, like...
And they're all known quantities. It's not like when you have a... it's not like when you have a whole new cast season, and it can be... Someone can just bubble up out of nowhere.
Hey, Nick, who on your team of Ozzy, Sierra, and Troy Zen do you like the least?
Oh, Ozzy, for sure.
Ozzy, do you want to trade Ozzy for Zeke?
Not even a little bit.
Damn it.
Because Ozzy, like, I don't like... Oh, that kind of don't like? Ozzy, Sierra, and Troy Zan. See, I would say Troy Zan. He's least likely to win something, I feel. Because they might do a split gender immunity challenge where, you know, the men get one and the women get another one. So Sierra will almost certainly win that.
Michaela, dude, I don't know.
Oh, shoot. Michaela. Well, Michaela might get herself voted off before they do something like that, so I don't know. I like my folks enough that I'm going to stick with what I have.
All right. I don't want Siri or Andrew, Brian, so I'm not even going to talk to you.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we're good then.
Everyone wants Suri. She ain't going anywhere. She ain't hurting anyone.
Yeah, but she ain't going to win shit either. I feel like Zeke could surprise her.
Yeah, but she's going to get like points every time just for not getting voted out.
Yep.
We get to the merge, man. She's going every time.
Yeah, but so is everybody. Nice. There's only one person who doesn't get those points.
Well.
It's not like before, where you get players on the crappy tribes so that you hope you can get the survival points. Now everybody's going to get survival points.
Yeah, but remember, he's in the lead, so he can afford to be a little bit conservative with his points.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, I also still don't see what the hell you guys think is so great about Aubrey. She hasn't done anything either time she played. I don't know what you guys think is so amazing about her.
I also realize Brian has gotten 15 points off of bets this season. Without those points, he's way in last. Yeah. So I feel like if I just let Brian play the game, I'll be okay. He'll fall behind and I can take my rightful victory.
Whatever. When Brad wins the whole thing, okay?
He'll get you 5 points.
Yeah, but he'll get me a lot more before then, so.
All right.
I'm seriously. As soon as they get out Ozzy, he's, you know, I mean, as soon as he doesn't win, he's going to be voted out, and then Brad's going to win everything.
And then as soon as Brad doesn't win something, he'll get voted out.
Well.
So my boy Zeke is going to go to the end.
That's why, you know, you cross that bridge when you get there.
Yep. All right. We going to wrap this up?
Yep.
All right. Let's do it.
Fuck this episode.
You know what? I'll agree with you, but for entirely different reasons. Fuck this episode.
I disagree. I like this episode. I like everything about it.
Wonderful.
Really? I like you like music. Everything about it.
I like everything about it. I like the font choices. I like the editing. I like the graphic design on the tribal logos. I like all the nouns and the consonants that they used.
All right, stop recording.
And most of the vowels. Some of the vowels were...
of the living poop.